BBC.
Learning English. Learning on your radio.
And on your computer. 24 hours a day at bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, Marco. I'm going to answer your question about go back and come back, because this is an interesting pair that belongs to a family of interesting pairs. And these pairs are differentiated on the basis of the position of the speaker. So we use come when we're talking about movement towards the speaker. So I might say to someone who's walking away from me, come back. That's what a linguist would call the prototypical usage of come. That is to say, the usage around which the other usages are based. But you can also use it when you're talking about a speaker's past or future position. So they came back to our house, or can you come to the party? In those two cases, we're talking about the location of the speaker. We can also, if we're telling a story, locate the center of the action in one of the people in the story, so that come is about movement towards a person we're focusing on, and go is about movement away from the person we're focusing on. So you might say, he begged her to come back to him, or he begged her to go back to her family. So come is towards the speaker, or towards the person you're speaking about, and go is away from the speaker, or away from the person you're speaking about. It's a neat and pretty clear rule. Lots of rules in English aren't neat and clear, but this one is, and I hope that helps you.
BBC Learning English.
For quizzes. Grammar tips. Words in the news. Discussion boards.
Message boards.
And more.
Learning English.
Improve your English.
Visit our website.
Visit bbclearningenglish.com.
24 hours a day.
bbclearningenglish.com.